This is Adnan Ahmed, ADNAN, Space AHME, dictating for Dr. Tahir Muhammad. Date of service is January the 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Jacqueline Dewberry, JACQUELINE, space DEWBERRY. Date of birth is 1-22-1941. Primary care physician is James C. Haney, JAMES, space C, space HANEY. Address is 23077 Greenfield Road, street number 489, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. Phone number is 313-822-9801. Fax number is 248-423-8169. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Reason for a visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Dewberry in our cardiology clinic today. As you know, she's a very pleasant 71-year-old African-American female with the 72-year-old female with the past medical history. Significant for COPD, emphysema, coronary artery disease, obstructive in nature, status post left heart cath, done on September the 14th, 2010. Period. The patient is also a known case of abdominal aortic aneurysm, hypertension, and esophageal stricture. Known case of peripheral arterial disease, status post peripheral angiogram, done on June 21st, 2012. Period. Period. She is in our cardiology clinic today as a reason for follow-up visit. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is relatively doing well but does complain of some mild shortness of breath associated with chest heaviness after walking for 20 steps. Probably looks to be associated with her reflux problem. Period. The patient also complains of some stomach gurgling. For that purpose, we have advised her to see her primary care. Period. The patient does complain of some palpitations off and on but denies any significant chest pain or shortness of breath at this moment, or denies any orthopnea, PND, or lightheadedness, or dizziness, or syncope or near syncope. Period. The patient also denies any headaches or blurry vision. Period. The patient also denies any pain in the legs when she walks. Period. The patient also denies any varicose veins or bilateral pedal edema or any change in the color of the limbs. Period. The patient is compliant with her medication and follows up with the primary care physician regularly. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past medical history is significant for number one is hypertension, number two is COPD slash emphysema, number three is non-obstructive coronary artery disease, next is abdominal aortic aneurysm, and next is esophageal stricture. Period. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for bowel obstruction and multiple surgeries for esophageal dilatation. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. The patient is a known smoker and the patient has been smoking on for a while now. The patient is trying to cut down on her smoking and right now she smokes 8 cigarettes per day. Period. The patient does drink beer on daily basis but denies any illicit drug use. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient is allergic to penicillin and Keflex. Period. Next paragraph. Current medication. Currently the patient is taking Vicodin 5/500 mg per oral PRN. Next medication is Enalapril 20 mg per oral QD. Next medication is aspirin 81 mg per oral QD. Next medication is isosorbide mononitrate 30 mg per oral QD. Next medication is metoprolol 50 mg per oral BID. Next medication is albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Next medication is Plavix 75 mg per oral QD. Next medication is Zantac 150 mg per oral BID. Next medication is nitroglycerin 0.5 mg per oral PRN. Next medication is furosemide 20 mg per oral QD. The next paragraph. Physical exam. Next paragraph. Vital signs. On today's visit, patient blood pressure is 137/92. Heart rate is 70 beats per minute. Weight is 98 pounds. Height is 5 feet 7 inches. BMI is 15.3. Period. Rest of the physical examination, please copy and paste from the template of normal physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Please copy and paste diagnostic investigation of chemistry done on October 15, 2012. Chest x-ray done on September 1, 2012. Echocardiogram done on July 15, 2012. Ultrasound of the abdomen done on July 15, 2012. Myocardial perfusion stress testing done on June 11, 2012. Peripheral angiography done on June 21, 2012. Lower extremity arterial ABI done on September 4, 2012. Aortoiliac Doppler ultrasound done on September 4, 2012. And CT of the thorax done on January 25, 2012. From the dictation of cardiology consultation note, from the dictation of November 7, 2012, cardiology consultation note, page number 2, page number 3. Now please add in the diagnostic investigations EKG done on 2013, which shows a heart rate of 62 beats per minute with normal axis and normal sinus rhythm. The overall assessment is that of a normal EKG. Peter, next investigation is a left heart cath done on September 15, 2010, which shows left main was normal with LAD 30%, with mid D1 had a mildly open stent. Period. D2 has about 20% ostial stenosis. Period. Left circumflex about 50% stenosed with distal 50% stenosed. Proximal RCA codominant with 30% mid and 30% distal. LVEDP was 60%. Period. Period. Next investigation, please add. Next investigation is cardiopharmacogenomics done on 2/1/2012, which shows a normal metabolizer for CYP2C19, normal metabolizer for CYP2C9, intermediate metabolizer for VKORC1, intermediate metabolizer for CYP2D6, normal metabolizer for CYP3A4, intermediate metabolizer for CYP3A5, normal metabolizer for factor 5 leadin, normal metabolizer for factor 2 prothrombin, next normal metabolizer for MTHFR. Period. Next paragraph. And number one is COPD/emphysema. The patient is a known case of COPD emphysema on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Right now, the patient does complain of mild shortness of breath after walking for 20 steps on the outside, but more inside the home. So we just continue to monitor the patient closely. The patient's previous pulmonary function test was done on September the 5th, 2012, which showed FEV1 predicted of 57% of the lower limit of the normal. We have advised strictly this time the patient to quit smoking. So it will help her with her symptoms, and we will continue to monitor the patient closely. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease. On today's visit, the patient does complain of mild chest pain, but overall she is doing well. So we'll just continue to monitor the patient closely, as the patient is a known case of non-obstructive coronary artery disease, status post left heart cath September 2010. So we just continue to closely monitor the patient regarding her symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is abdominal aortic aneurysm. The patient is a diagnosed case of abdominal aortic aneurysm. She was diagnosed in January 2012. The patient's last Doppler ultrasound done on May 14, 2012 showed a 3 cm in size. The continuity of carefully visualizing the aneurysm, we have ordered an abdominal aortic aneurysm scan, a duplex ultrasound, again to check the size of the aneurysm. Period. And we will continue to monitor this aneurysm very closely. So we have advised the patient to follow up with us in a period of 1 month to go over the results of abdominal aortic ultrasound. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation. Next plan is hypertension. On today's visit, patient blood pressure is 137/92, which is well within the range. We have advised the patient to continue on taking the medications, and also advise her to check her blood pressure at home and keep a chart with her. Period. And we have also advised the patient to adhere to a low salt and low fat diet, and we will follow up the patient back in a period of 1 month time. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is peripheral arterial disease. The patient is known case of peripheral arterial disease, status peripheral angiogram done on June 21, 2012, which shows severe peripheral arterial disease. This is the knee bilaterally and small vessels not amenable to peripheral intervention. Right now, the patient is symptomatic but denies any claudication or bilateral medial edema. So we just continue to monitor the patient closely. She is on aspirin and Plavix. So we have advised her to continue on the meds and also advise her to do mild exercise. And we will see the patient back in a period of 1 month to go over the symptoms again. Again, period. Next paragraph. Next plan is esophageal stricture. The patient is a known case of esophageal stricture with multiple trials of esophageal dilatation. She has been advised to see her primary care physician as well as the gastroenterologist for the continuity of care in this regard. Next paragraph. Next plan is smoking cessation. The patient is a heavy smoker since the last 50 years. Right now, she is trying to cut down on the smoking, and she is currently smoking 8 cigarettes per day. We have strictly advised the patient this time to quit smoking. If she needs any help regarding nicotine patches or nicotine gums, we will be able able to help her out, but the patient said that she wants to cut down on her own. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Miss Dewberry. Period. Our phone number has been provided. Don't call with any questions or concerns. Period. We will see Miss Dewberry. We will see her back in a period of 1 month to go over the results of the aorta scan. Period. In the meanwhile, she is instructed to see her primary care physician as well as a gastroenterologist for the continuity of care. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Ahmed, dictating for Dr. Tahir Mohammed. Period. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.